Good evening, Marcus. Welcome to the Space Show.
Good evening.
You've done a lot of amount of work with the Israeli satellite program and rocket program. What sort of programs do they have?
Well, actually, they refer to it as a research satellite, and we do the propulsion system for the OFEX satellite, which has been in space for over 3 years now, and we do the solid propellant, the upper stage for the launcher, and we also do some hydrogen propulsion, which is liquid propulsion, which controls the satellite.
That's on the Shavit vehicle, is it?
Yes, that's the third stage of the Shavit launcher, and the satellite is named OFEC, which means horizon in English.
And is the Shavit the only rocket program you have in Israel, or do you have others under development?
Well, as you probably know, and I guess the situation is worldwide, I mean, the defense budgets are being cut down, and we try to go and sell our products to commercial satellites. As, for example, we managed to sell a propellant tank to a French aerospatial Proteus satellite, and we're currently working together with our colleagues on NLR, which is a Dutch research center, and they do research on the sloshing problem of fuel in satellites.
Let's move over here. You've got a model of a satellite which is called actually SloshSat. What's the go on this one?
Well, as much as our colleagues tell me, they told me today or yesterday that this will probably be the first satellite of the next millennium, or probably the last satellite of the new millennium, depending on the manifest of Space Shuttle. They intend to launch it from the Space Shuttle probably on the last day of this millennium. So this is going to be quite a remarkable thing.
Now, well, fuel tanks, of course, in rockets and indeed in satellites, must shake around a fair bit during the launch, and then, of course, float around in the tank after launch. And how do you control that, and what's the satellite going to help in that understanding?
Okay, the phenomenon of locking is very interesting, and many satellite designers have problem with understanding this phenomena. And just imagine a bulk of fluid floating in space without any special orientation. So scientists are very interested in that aspect. So we designed a small thrusters system which will provoke intentionally this phenomena so that scientists can measure with the special sensors all the phenomena like pressure, inclination, and things like that, and then they can validate their theory about the sloshing.
Now, over here in another part of our display, I see a lot of little rockets. Now, normally when you think of rockets, you think of something like 110-meter high Saturn V and the Ariane rocket and the Shavit and so on. But these things are like the size of a household tap. What are they used for?
Okay, these small thrusters, we call them thrusters, they are used for controlling the satellite. Actually, the smallest one is 1 newton, which is 1/10 of a kilogram, and it generates its power by the decomposition of liquid propellant, which is called hydrazine. And we go all the way from 1 newton up to 25, and they are used to steer the satellite to the right direction, because if it has a camera up there, it needs to locate itself and find the objective for this photography. And this, although it's a very small thrust, if you operate it long enough, you'll be able to do whatever you want with the satellite in space.
So these rockets are actually used for pointing the satellite, orienting it, rather than actually pushing it along.
Well, we have two different thrusters. One is used, actually, as you said correctly, to point the satellite, and the other one is used to bring it up and down in orbit. I mean, that's correct, to take it up and down in orbit.
And over there, you've also got a black sphere, a black round object. It looks like it's made out of fiber of some sort. What's that made of?
This is a very high-pressure propellant tank or gas tank that we use for storing of cold gas for the SloshSat. And filament winding is very, very strong, and it's from the standpoint of strength, you get much better results if you compare it to steel or titanium. So if you take a shell and wind around it this filament, you'll end up with a much better structure.
We see over here also another round object. It seems to be made of stainless steel and has a black base, sort of cone coming out of it. What's that?
Well, actually, this is the third stage rocket motor of the Israeli Shavit launcher. And I have to correct you, it's not made of stainless steel. It's made of high-strength titanium. And the black thing you refer to is the nozzle. Throughout, all the very, very hot combustion gases come out and push the satellite forward and inject it into orbit. So we have here a very, very effective and very, very economical rocket motor, which we are trying to market overseas.
And what's the thrust of it?
Thrust of it, it's like 6 tons for about 90 seconds. Or it's a minute and a half. It's a 6 tons, which is a significant thrust.
And its job is to...
I'm sorry?
Its job, its final...
The final job is to inject the satellite into orbit. As you probably know, launchers have more than one stage, and after the first two stages are ejected, the third stage injects the satellite into its orbit in space.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
Thank you so much.